The Dead Boys, Blondie, Patti Smith, the Talking Heads, 999 was a band from England. Oh, and the B-52s came through in a little van with just them and no roadies and no managers, and they carried all their own equipment, played all the instruments themselves, and that was at a place called the Oxford Ale House in New Haven. Elvis Costello played in 77, I think, in New Haven. Before that, it's hard for probably younger people to see that before that you'd have to go to the Coliseum and see, you know, the Allman Brothers or something from really far away. But suddenly you could go to a club and see the Ramones and then go backstage after and say, hey, Johnny, Joey, that was great. And they'd go, whoa, thanks, man, you know.
Well, you've got pictures backstage, and they're actually posing, and they've got some other characters that kind of show up in the pictures as well. But you have some here for the exhibit, and maybe you can explain how you managed to get backstage, and what did you tell them? Did you ask them, hey, can I just take your picture?
Well, first of all, in those days, if you had a camera, first of all, no one stopped you at the door and said, you can't bring a camera in here. And so you could – and also – they weren't that popular, so you could walk from one side and take a picture and walk to the other side and take a picture. Later, it just got too difficult to take pictures. But my friends, John Holstrom and Legs McNeil, were friends with all these people because they would feature all them. They were one of the first magazines to write about the Ramones and a lot of these bands. It was, and so I was more of like on a friend of a friend level. And they were always really good about getting me in. And I would say that a lot of it had to do with my friends got me back, you know, there.
You've got a picture here, and it looks like you must be on stage with them. It's a profile of Joey and Johnny, and Dee Dee's in the background as well. Were you actually up on the stage for that picture?
Well, that was at a legendary club called the Shabu Inn in Willimantic, Connecticut. And it was like an old factory building, like a big fire trap. I think it finally burned. I'm not really sure. But you could get around to the side of the stage at the Shabu Inn and pretty much wander where, as long as you could get around the other people there.
You have a lot of Ramones in this exhibit at Cafe 9. You also have a lot of Debbie Harry. And I'm intrigued by one picture. And it's her. And it's a very candid picture of her. She's not made up. Her hair's kind of pulled back, and she's wearing just, it looks like a men's shirt almost. How did you capture that picture?
That was actually, again, for Punk Magazine, and it was a special issue of Punk Magazine called Mutant Monster Beach Party, and it was a whole issue, was it like a beach movie starring Joey Ramone and Debbie Harry. And we went to their apartment, Chris Stein and Debbie Harry, and when we came out to shoot it, there happened to be a Jaguar sitting out there, and the guy was nearby, and he let us use his Jaguar and film. And so that was used for a film. And that particular shot was shot right after we finished that, and I just asked her, Debbie, if I could take a shot, and she just looked at me, and it was like shooting fish in a barrel or whatever.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It was like, and she was just the nicest person.
Was it hard to pick? I mean, I would imagine you still take pictures of bands. You have thousands and thousands of pictures. Was it hard to pick the ones for this exhibit?
Well, I think I went back to the original ones. For many years, these negatives just sat in my drawer because I didn't have a dark room and I always wanted to eventually get one. But in time, you know, Photoshop came along and scanners, and it made it I was never that good at darkroom work. It's hard, you know, and people talk about, a lot of photographers talk about using film and darkroom, and, you know, I don't miss that at all because it's difficult and expensive, and I just love Photoshop, and it's, I find it to be a great tool. And so when that came around, I started scanning some images, and it was my wife who said, you know, we have to frame some of these, and we had a frame shop at the time, and we'll have a little exhibit. And so we did, and most of them no one had ever seen, and we had a little tiny frame shop in Cheshire and had an exhibit, and the place was jammed, and we had all this press, and it was kind of crazy, you know. And but I find when you give people pictures of Debbie Harry to print, they like that, you know.
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Hearn, thank you so much.
Thank you.